If you're craving the taste of your favourites, head to Macca's drive-thru. Fast, safe, contact-free.
This is Kylie and Kev.
10 to 8, Natasha Belling from Studio 10, were just speaking to her a moment ago, and she mentioned yesterday the press conference that Scott Morrison had held, and they gathered in a new estate where there was building works happening. You know, typical sort of political media opportunity.
Got to have a good backdrop.
Got to have the correct backdrop.
Aside from nodding heads.
That's exactly right. And there's just an everyday bloke, beer gut and all. He's proud of his new house. So this is what happened. If you haven't seen the video, you'll still make sense of what happened in the audio.
10,000 Australians.
Can everyone get off the grass, please?
Sure. Let's just move back from there.
Hey, guys, I've just reseated that.
Yeah, please, sorry, off the man. Thing.
Sorry, man.
It's all good. Thanks.
So he's come out.
The Aussie way.
He's come out giving the media a blast to get off his lawn. Scott Morrison's like, yeah, come on, everyone, step back.
So, to be fair, the PM wasn't standing on the lawn.
No.
It was all the media gathered around to listen to what he had to say.
And look, there's no more Aussie way. You've got, you know, tear gas in America, and over here we've got a guy worried about his seat at Nature Strip. But we thought it'd be an opportune time to get Steve McMurdy, as we've sort of been talking about different stimulus packages and grants and what people need to be careful about accessing super and all the rest. Each Friday morning we've been having a chat about some of these things, and we say good morning to Stephen once again, here to help us unpackage what this all means. How are you, Stephen?
I'm very, very well, thanks, Kevin. Good morning, Kylie. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yes, as Natasha so lovingly says every week. This grant, what's the upshoot of it? Who will benefit, do you think? What's your observations of it?
Okay, so the Home Builder Grant, I can describe it as a time-limited, tax-free grant program to help the residential construction market through the coronavirus pandemic. And I think it's the timing of it's good because the impact on the building industry is sort of a lot of the builders were busy before the pandemic arrived, but their pipeline of sales probably dried up a little bit because of the uncertainty and so on. So I think the timing's good. What it's about, it's available to eligible owner-occupiers and they can apply for a grant of up to $25,000 to build a new home or substantially renovate an existing home. It applies for contracts that are entered into between the 4th of June and the end of December this year, as long as construction commences within 3 months of the contract date.
So you've got to act pretty quick, really. If it's inspired you, perhaps you'd have to be pretty quick getting some plans drawn up and contracts in place and what have you to sort of take advantage of, wouldn't you?
Well, no, if you haven't really started thinking about that already, the thought of renovating an existing home just going through the decisions and what you want to do and not only that, getting hold of a builder now to be able to get them in place and negotiate the terms of the contract and get your finance organised and pick out colours and all that sort of thing. There's not a lot of time at all, I wouldn't have thought.
Critics will say it's probably not a lot of people that can afford that because you'd have to have a decent, amount of money or being able to borrow to access the 25 because there's certainly some limitations on that. You've actually got to outlay a bit yourself before you get the 25K.
Certainly, Kylie. And look, I think the scheme is designed to create jobs or keep jobs in place. So these are significant building projects, and I think it's as far as a new home. I mean, to build a new home is a substantial substantial spend anyway. But the renovations must be between $150,000 and $750,000. So these are substantial spends, and you need to engage with a registered or licensed building service contractor. So it is, it's designed to keep people who are in trades in serious jobs. So yes, lots of money involved, but it's $25,000. If it's something you're thinking about doing at some stage in the next little while, then I think now you've got 25,000 reasons to bring it forward and do it this year.
And I guess the finance, the interest rates are historically low too, so I guess that's another positive.
Indeed. And look, I think a couple of things there is that if you do need to borrow, you need to be conscious of being able to what you can afford and not overextending yourself, even though interest rates are low. They can't probably get too much lower than what they are at the moment. So the message there is that they're more likely to ride at some stage in the future. So if you're still paying this off in 5 or 10 years' time, you need to make sure that you know you're going to be able to afford the interest rates when they do start to creep up again. And I think the other thing, you know, we're on the border here. This is all about keeping people in jobs and you know, keeping households together and businesses together. So I think it's be great to be able to support our local builders. You know, and you know, so if you've got a job or a reno, I think it's excellent to be able to go to your local builder and say, look, this is what we need you to do, and you know, keep them in a job. I think it's a fantastic initiative.
Pretty spoilt for some great builders locally. So, yeah, great message to support them and the local tradies.
Good on you, Steve Mamurney. BMG Partners is where we find you and the team. And perhaps next week we start to, now that we're in June, we start to look towards the end of financial year. Maybe if there's some little bits that maybe people might not be aware of that have changed, we can start covering them off on coming weeks. And we'll talk next Friday.
Good on you, Kev. Thanks, Kylie. And yes, that's right. The end of the financial year is hurtling towards us.
And you'll be busier than ever. It's 4 to 8. We have national news and sport on the way. Talking sport with Simon Corr after that.